in this podcast, I want to encourage those of you who are not doing some sort of a training plan or have any specific, you know, distance or performance goal in mind, I want to encourage you to take up a routine or habit of having a test swim every so often. Now, if you're one of those who are in some sort of a training plan, or you're preparing for, let's say, a triathlon or a swim holiday or something like that, or and you know you need to be in shape and be able to handle a certain distance, maybe that training will already take care of this need. But for those of you who aren't doing something like that and you're just wanting to swim for pleasure and make it feel better, and or a season of time where you're in that mode, I want you to consider adding a test swim to your routine. And this test swim could be once a week or every 2 weeks or once a month, but it would be periodic, it would be regular, and you would use it to take some sort of measurement of what's going on in your swimming. It's kind of like going and getting a blood test a little bit, you know, just check on things, let's see what the readings are on various factors in the blood. So this distance that you would choose would be something that feels like a bit of a challenge, but not overwhelming necessarily. So let's say you've only been swimming 100 yards at most, 100 meters, 100 yards, and you know, you feel pretty winded after that. Let's say you could make the test swim 200 yards, or it could be 400 yards if you feel a little bit more comfortable going longer, or 800. It's kind of nice to make the test swim a standard distance, a competitive distance, just so that there's some reference points if we want it. So 200, 400, 800, 1500, these are standard distances that people swim, or 1000 for that matter, or a 1 mile swim. If your pool is a yard pool, you can, maybe you'll see a chart on the wall that will tell you how many laps make up a mile in your pool. But during this test swim, you would take certain measurements. Now, you can choose which measurements those are, which ones might be important to you, or perhaps if you have a conversation with a coach, you could present that information, that data, to the coach, and that would give them some context for how to guide you. But obviously, one of the measurements would be distance. So you've set, let's say, for instance, you set 400 meters as your test swim distance. So if you know you can swim 400 meters, then it's a given that you're going to accomplish 400 meters. If you haven't swam 400 meters before and you're just wondering, you know, are you getting stronger and going to eventually become capable of 400 meters, then you could use that 400 mark as a goal, and then you'll just swim open-ended, and whenever you reach a significant failure point, a fatigue point, you can just stop and then record how far you made it, and that's part of the data that you collect. And then next time you do the test swim, you will do the exact same thing under as similar conditions as possible, like same time of the day, obviously the same distance, hopefully in the same pool with the same temperature, and hopefully you feel relatively about the same as far as your energy and health. So then when you do the test swim the second time, you're going to be able to compare. Oh, you know, last time I felt fatigue around 250 and I really felt like I needed to stop at 275. And then this swim, you find yourself made it up to 300 yards before, 300 meters before you felt that similar kind of fatigue. Now that can be a confidence booster, because like, hey, look, in fact, objectively, I am getting stronger. And that's one of the keys right here, is that if you just swim for pleasure's sake, if you just stay in subjective measurements, you know, how it feels, you're not getting a complete picture of your progress, because you need both subjective and objective measurements to give you a more realistic picture of what's happening with your body. And I've talked about that in a previous podcast about using objective and subjective measurements. So go look that one up if you haven't listened to it yet. So coming back here to this test swim, you know, the distance alone is one of the measurements that's obviously easy to make. Well, another one is you could measure your stroke count. You could say, all right, just count strokes and just notice how your stroke count changes over the whole distance. Maybe it stays steady for a while and then it goes up. Maybe it fluctuates up and down. So that would be interesting data. That would be useful for examining what's happening in your body and your strength and your endurance. You could use a tempo trainer and swim as far as you could, maintaining the same tempo, and then notice when you start to feel that the tempo feels rushed and you're not able to keep it anymore. There's a level of fatigue. Now, you could also do the test swim measuring, like I said before, fatigue, just noticing you swim along a certain distance and then, man, you just feel tired and you feel more sluggish and you start to feel winded and breathless and you're just not sure you can make it on. Note the changes in how your body feels at different points in the swim. Maybe you'll say, hey, I felt great up to 100 meters, felt lots of energy, and then, you know, quite quickly, my muscles started to feel tired, and then I started to feel breathless at about 200. And then you just make notes of that, at what distance those changes occurred, and then describe those things. So then the next time you do the swim, you'll be able to see, oh, I swam the same, or I swam a little bit further. Or maybe you were ill for a few weeks and you get back in the pool and you try one of these test swims, you can kind of gauge whether you really lost ground or how much ground you lost at that time away from the pool. Also, you can take measurements. Well, if you have tempo and stroke count, then that gives you a pace, gives you speed. So you can put those two together and swim the whole test swim holding a certain stroke count with a certain tempo on the tempo trainer, and you can measure how long you can maintain that. So overall, the test swim is there just to gather information, just to make observations. And it gives you useful information, or gives your coach useful information to help guide you. And so you're not necessarily afraid of failure during these test swims. Don't think of it in the sense of being tested as if you'll be graded, but as in you're being tested in order to gather information about the condition of your body and your mind at that state, at that point in time. So we want to see, we want to observe and describe and note the distance at which you started to feel certain kinds of failure. Stroke count failure, tempo failure, fatigue, wandering mind, you lost, your attention was hard to hold, maybe breathlessness seemed to change. Maybe you're wearing a heart rate monitor and you notice your heart rate goes up. Whatever it is that interests you, you can keep track of. So then over a few months, you were using a certain distance, like 400 meters for the test swim. And hey, maybe 6 months later, you're like, hey, all my measurements are going up. I'm feeling stronger. I've been consistent in my training. Then you can bump up that test swim to 600 or 800 meters. And keep following the same process periodically. You know, back in my early days of TI, or my earlier days in swimming, back around the late 1990s and the early 2000s, you know, I was a quote-unquote retired triathlete, retired by injury. But I still, getting in the pool, I still wanted structure to my swimming. And I was training in the ways that I knew how. This was before TI. And so I think it was maybe every 2 weeks I would swim a 1,500-yard time trial. I'd just swim it, look at my time, and kind of assess how I felt. I didn't really know anything else to measure. I never knew about counting strokes. I certainly didn't know about tempo and stuff. So all I knew was like time. And I'd swim this and just kind of say, hey, did I feel strong? Did I get a little bit faster? And that's just kind of what I did every 2 weeks. And then when I discovered TI, in somewhere, I think in the winter, like January of 2000, somewhere in there, I can't quite remember. I happened to have these test swims, these 1,500-yard test swims going every 2 weeks. So I started experimenting with TI and these funky drills and these things. And, you know, I had this test swim. I popped into the test swim, and that's when I noticed what a dramatic difference these TI drills and skills were making on my swimming. I had something to compare it to. It wasn't just a fuzzy, oh, that feels kind of nice feeling. It was, I had objective measurements. So TI taught me immediately to count strokes. And within a few weeks, I noticed my stroke count went down from 25 to 17 strokes in a 25-yard pool. And then when I started doing my test swim, I could count my strokes and notice I was using far fewer strokes over the course of that swim. And it got so much easier. My times weren't necessarily faster initially, but the level of exertion went way down. And that's how I could confirm and prove to myself that this TI stuff really worked. And I was hooked on it. And then I can use that now as a testimony to say, hey, this is it. You know, I was measuring. I know that this made a big difference in both subjective and objective measurements. So, you know, and eventually I started, because it got easier, that means I had more energy to spare. And that means I could end up swimming faster. So I'm swimming faster in my 40s than I could in my 20s because of these skills that I acquired from TI. So anyways, that's a little testimony of mine at using test swims. I still do that. I still periodically do either a 3,000 or 4,500 swim. Of course, I'm a long distance swimmer, so that's, you know, mentally, relatively speaking, that's not a long distance for me. But in a pool, you know, that's a bit of time. So I like that. It's a good distance for me. But whatever the distance is for you that just fits your mental and physical zone that you're in, I really encourage you to pick up a test swim. Do it once a week, every 2 weeks, once a month, whatever. And do it for a few months so that you can kind of see how the test swim will start to give you encouraging information, or at least useful information if you haven't been pleased with your progress. It'll give you useful information that can inform you at how you may modify and improve your training to address your weak areas. All right, so there you go. I hope that you will consider using test swims periodically. And you, of course, you're always welcome to send me a note and tell me how it goes. See ya.